76 today.
What's going on with the behind-the-scenes battle between the U.S. and Israel? We'll take a look. Speaking of taking a look, healthcare, upon closer examination, it's one big ripoff. Unless you're in the insurance business, then you're doing a jig. Boy, we have things to talk about here on America Tonight. Howdy, hope you had a fabulous start to your week. Just the beginning of the week. It's like you have to use that reverse psychology, pretend Monday is Friday, and somehow drill that into your head. Then you get to Thursday, you get to Friday, boom, and then you sail off into the weekend. Of course, most of you are probably working a couple jobs, or perhaps you even work the weekend. I know, I've done those weekend jobs myself many, 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 many years. And those two jobs, you know, you're a clown in the morning, and then you're a professional later in the day. Hey, whatever it takes to make ends meet, right? And this is the concern of so many of us here in the United States. All the hoopla over health care passing through the House, 219 votes. But what does it all mean? What does it mean upon further examination of how this will be implemented, how it will affect our lives? The passage of this legislation certainly puts a dagger in the GOP's strategy. I would think they're going to try, they being the Republicans, try to do something when it comes to this whole reconciliation thing, but that will just be throwing in amendments and kind of dragging it out, but I can't imagine that's going to go anywhere. Polls are showing that most of the country is not very enthusiastic about the bill, and most are even opposed to it. Forget the whole conservative, Democrat, libertarian, flying my own flag, whatever. Forget the whole stamping something on it. Generally speaking, in the many, many polls that I look at every single day, and the too many polls that we've talked about, frankly, on ATN, the one common denominator is you can forget about stereotypes and particular names of groups. There's a lot of people that don't like this. There's a lot of people that don't like it. Will there be change in the midterm elections as a result of the vote? I'll tell you what, Republicans from the political side, it's only an up probably for them because in the elections in November, I think you're going to see some changes. But is it a loss for the rest of us when it comes to the actual provisions of the bill? Okay, one thing that will kick in this year, curbs on insurance companies denying coverage for pre-existing conditions, but that is just for kids. It takes a couple more years for that to happen with adults across the board. And the mandate for the uninsured to get insurance coverage, that doesn't happen until 2014. But the people who don't want coverage now will have to get coverage. So if you add all of that up, it's absolutely the insurance company who wins. Medicines will not be reduced. You're not going to get the advantage of some caps on medicines. Hospitalization, that'll be still as sky high as ever. So in looking at this bill over and over again and looking at particularly thorny, because I haven't read all 2,700 pages, but looking at particularly thorny areas of it, I would have to say, in theory, reforming healthcare is great. And some of the core things that we'd all like to see are great, but some of the things that we'd like to see are not happening, particularly when it comes to medications. Think about it. If you have super-duper incredible, what they would call like Cadillac insurance, how much are you paying when you go to get your drugs? When you go to get your, you know, you're ill, you go to the doctor. They prescribe something on that little pad. What does it cost you in the end? Even if you get the generics, it's not like it used to be. I think I had good insurance the very first job I ever had in broadcasting, and it seemed like, it was a song to get whatever it was that you got prescription wise, which was great because you went to the doctors because you had decent coverage. So yeah, I'll go to the doctors. I got this little thing bothering me. Boom, have it taken care of. But all these preventative things that are going to also be part, because a lot of money is going to be spent. Your money, my money, that's going to be spent with this healthcare stuff, is going to be spent on prevention. But how many people, we still have the same problem, are going to go to the doctors for things earlier? They're not going to want to because they can't afford the medications. And that's not being reduced in any of this. So I'm just scratching the surface here. And as we do this post-mortem, you are certainly welcome to throw in your two cents at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. The IRS is not going away for everybody to take a different issue who hates the IRS, who wants to see a change in a fair tax, a flat tax, a souped-up, super-duper, incredible sales tax, whatever. I don't think that's going to happen in our lifetimes, especially now with more jobs being created as a result of this health care bill. There has to be another branch that enforces those who are not getting health insurance. There are some massive drawbacks on this insurance reform. And we'll see if you picked some of them up. I mentioned a couple of them, but there are others that are hanging out there for the taking, sort of the low-hanging fruit. That's why I use that analogy. The easy things to pick off, but not so easily detected when you're focusing on the bigger picture. And ultimately, what is it going to cost you in taxes? I mean, you're paying insurance, you're paying taxes on your home, or you're paying taxes on XYZ things that in your state taxes, your city taxes, your borough taxes, depending on where you live. And how crippling will this be to see more taxation, but not the kind of results that you thought you were going to get? Here's what the former president had to say about it, President Bill Clinton.
I'm very happy. I worked hard. The president and Rahm Emanuel gave me people to call. I called. I did my part. Hillary made calls. We all did. I think that, I was surprised and somewhat disappointed that it took as long as it did, but I think it's quite worth making. Quite apart from the need to insure more people, we were on the verge of bankrupting our future. We're spending 17.2% of our income on health care. No other big country spending more than 10.5, including all of those that have higher ratings than we do. It's like we put ourselves in a $1 trillion hole every year not to get better health care because of the way we deliver health care and the way we finance it. Will this solve all those problems? No, but it'll solve about two-thirds of the uninsured problem, and it will begin to lower this back-breaking inflation that had a stranglehold on America's economy. Is that they filibustered it to death in the Senate, and they couldn't do it this time. And so the president, who hung in there when people were telling him to pack it in, and all the others, they were able to work out, they were able to legislate and compromise and work through to a solution. I'm thrilled. It's a great thing.
All right. Clinton says it's a great thing. What do you think? 800-259-5791.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9,
nines, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pastures products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Or go to greenpasture.org today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Next segment on America Tonight. Oh, the anticipation. Another edition of We Can Count. And it includes a famous man's house who sells, whose house sold for pretty decent money. But what a humanitarian this man was. I don't want to give it away. In the meantime, how long is too long to take a library book back? Wait till you hear about this one. And Lady Gaga making news with the numbers, I'll explain. I wonder how many people heard me just say Lady Gaga and even know who Lady Gaga is. If you know anything about pop culture and you know you read the papers, even though you might just be into the sports or financial or the crosswords, but you kind of peruse all of it, or maybe you don't even do the newspaper thing since they're falling by the wayside and you just scour the web. Well, if you scour the web, you see top headlines. You probably would know who she is. This is big news. As we kind of skip along to a couple of different things, you can still always throw in your opinion with this post-mortem we're doing on healthcare, the healthcare reform, getting the 219 votes late into Sunday night, 800-259-5791. But how many times did we talk about Acorn and have people call in and tell us stories about Acorn? Well, this community activist group, which had a whole lot of power, I think, now is falling apart. 6 months after some video suddenly made the rounds showing some of the workers giving tax tips to people that were posing as a pimp and a prostitute, Acorn, losing large affiliates like New York and California because they, you know, those groups broke away trying to save their names and their image and everything and operate under a different name. So because of the financial situation, the reputation that fell down the rabbit hole after the video was out there, now the Acorn's federal funding was yanked. Private donors, people who were pitching in money, are not pitching in money. And a bunch of the offices closed, so Acorn is closing after this scandal. And when the whole thing came up and so many people weren't talking about it, what now is being dubbed mainstream media or liberal media or the other media or whatever you want to label it, it's tough labeling things because it's hard to make – some of those labels don't always hold up. But anyway, you get my point. There wasn't a lot of talk about Acorn when – that was happening. And look at the power in that. 6 months after that, poof, it's done. Earlier in the month, and this kind of went under the wire too, a judge held up an earlier ruling that the federal law blacklisting Acorn and groups that were related with it was unconstitutional because it singled them out. But it didn't mean any money would automatically be restored. So that was the problem. I mean, they lost their funding, and it was a lot of money. And the folks from Acorn acted like, oh, well, we'll still go on. We have all these people donating money. But, boy, I knew it was a disaster they weren't getting that federal money. And we know Acorn is Association of Community Organizations for Reform now. That the financial hardship has fallen on them big time. It's interesting the power that Acorn once held, because Acorn could pull in almost 500,000 people to push for all kinds of causes like raising minimum wage or adopting this universal health care in the past. And they were very successful at registering hundreds of thousands of low-income voters. And that's what really started the ball rolling because of a lot of the fraud that was happening where workers submitted forms signed by crazy names like Mickey Mouse or cartoon characters or dead people. And it's now all caught up with them. It's done. D-O-N-E. No more Acorn. And they shrugged it off like it was no big deal, but you knew that they didn't have the financial wherewithal to hang in there. Betty in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hello.
Yeah. Yes. The health care bill and everything else that they've been doing in Washington, the next election, the battle cry will be civil revolution. Vote. No federal incumbent, no state incumbent. We need to take back our government. This health care bill, all it's going to do is make more profit for pharmaceuticals, and hospital CEOs, the wealthy are getting wealthy so they can go to Dubai and pay $25,000 a night for their big fancy hotels.
I love that. I love that you're right. Who's going to Dubai? Who can afford it? All the people in the insurance industry, none of the rest of us, that's for sure. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's Betty's what we've been saying all along. It's that's the rich get richer in this case, and the scenario is very much set up now that this has gone through. And you're right. I mean, we need to take it back, and your vote counts. And so people, pay attention to what she says. She's right. Pay attention with the House up. Thank you for the call. With all the House seats up, you have the power, my friends, to vote the person who voted for what you thought was bogus legislation out of office. So do it. Get up or go to the polls after work or do absentee balloting, whatever it takes. Make sure you're registered. I mean, so many people truly believe that their vote does not matter. Presidential-wise, we could make some arguments. But on the local level, and on the state level, state representatives, your vote matters. Stu in Kentucky, oh, he's all about those Wildcats. I bet his bracket's holding up. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. First of all, they did a great job. President, as usual, man, I'm glad he didn't pick Kentucky to win. Every time he touches something, it fails, usually except for this health bill. Kentucky. Listen, I want to make myself plain and clear because some people take the wrong impression. Okay, I'm not pompous. I believe we live in the greatest country ever. We live in the only country where a minority was voted to the leader of the land. He's
right.
The highest office in the land. No other country do they do that. Let's make that clear. No other country does a minority hit that. So we live in the greatest country ever with the least of all the BS as far as our freedoms. We have the right to bear arms. We have so much in this country, but yet we have so many leftist liberals who are putting crap on us, put on there, and there's so many things that we need in this health care. And one thing that they did do a good job on was take this thing on.
Oh, we are losing. Stu, we got to get you a new cell phone. We're going to have to let Stu slide because you're zooming in and out. When he gets a good cell, when he finds a good cell place, he calls back, Stu, because we can tell you are fired up, man, and we want to hear what you have to say, but you're going in and out. You must be going through one of those rare tunnels in Kentucky. I can't even think of where there is a tunnel in Kentucky, but it's not working, the cell. Wonder if he's got that coverage. You know that coverage map you see? Whether it's Verizon, they say they have so much coverage, or AT&T. Hey, Stu, we got you back. Finish your thoughts.
First of all, there is a tunnel between Middlesboro, Kentucky, and Jacksonville, Tennessee on 25.
There you go.
The point is, we live in the greatest country ever. We have so many freedoms. If you ever go to another country, you realize it.
Yeah.
But in this country, a poor person is considered someone who cannot afford a cell phone, for Christ's sake.
Uh-huh.
My whole thing is we need health reform. I understand. I think they made some decent steps forward as far as pre-existing, the cap on the lifetime cap. But at the same time, Kate, they did not make any provisions whether insurance companies can raise their rates. And
that's right.
Your sweet bippy, come next year, insured. Next time you re-up for your insurance, they're going to shoot the rates up 20-30% because somebody's got to pay for this.
That's right.
I have no problem with a single mother who is struggling every day, pays her taxes, goes to work, makes an effort, and has to get medical care, and if she can't get it, I have no problem with them getting it from Medicaid. My problem is they're cutting out Medicare, almost $1 trillion in Medicare. Total. Complete. Taking it out. And it's BS, and it's going to hurt those who work hard. It's those who abuse it that's going to make it hard for those who need it.
Oh, so well said. So well said. The abusers are screwing it up for the rest of the whole apple spoiling. One bad apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch. Well, the whole bunch is getting spoiled. Stu is absolutely right. And how about those Wildcats? Coming up next, We Can Count.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At patriotfood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Yes, it's time for Weekend Count. How about this? Did you ever see Schindler's List, Steven Spielberg's movie? It was excellent. Liam Neeson starred as Oscar Schindler. And the only privately owned copy of Schindler's List of Jewish folks to be saved from Hitler's concentration camps is up for sale. You know how much? $2.2 million. It's a 13-page list that that Schindler put together. And it is dated April 18th, 1945. And Spielberg's movie is what made Schindler so popular that people knew actually who he was. It has to be one of the, I think, most well-known now World War II documents. And it's being sold on, they say, a first-come, first-served basis. It's an anonymous seller who is selling it on a website called momentsintime.com. There are this list has 801 men, along with their birth dates and occupations, that are listed on the list. Boy, it'd be fascinating to see a copy of that, wouldn't it? I mean, if you haven't seen Schindler's List, that's a good movie. You know, we're talking about America and all the freedoms and whatnot. Schindler's List will remind you of, I think of that and underscore what can happen when you have a government where somebody runs away with it. And that's certainly a case there. All right, as we continue with We Can Count, it's a crazy story out of Tennessee. A Tennessee man is so upset because his 9-year-old twin sons were suspended from school. Why were they suspended from school? Because they had a line shaved into their hair. So the school's principal said it looked like a gang haircut, so they got an in-school suspension. They can't return to school until they shave their heads, their entire heads. So it's just a style that the kids happen to like, and they've been wearing it, according to the people around these kids, other family members and the father, since the boys were in kindergarten. And it goes on their record because they were reprimanded. So the father also wants the notations pulled out of the file so it's not in what they would call their permanent records. So in the department of We Can Count, count it, 3 days in school suspension, 9-year-old twin boys for a haircut that makes them look like they're in a gang, according to the principal. That's a good fair or foul, ask if you ask me. I went to a school where they measured how long your skirt was, though, so what do I know? Yeah. Overdue library books. I'm sure that I've had to pay fines and stuff. It's been a while, though, since I've gone to the library, but actually checked some books out. It's been a little bit of a while. In the UK, they have a library there that got a book back that was overdue by, count it, 45, not days, 45 years. That's a heck of a long time. How does that get lost in the sauce? Somehow it got buried, somebody else finds it, and then they decide to take it back. And, you know, the real question becomes, do you have to pay a fine? And this is specifically what happened. That's a half a century. Half a century. Allison Lowry, the principal assistant at Dunnington Library near North England, Sheffield, says that the Penguin first edition copy of Quatermass and the Pit was due back in 1965, October 15th. The borrower remains a mystery because the records don't go back that far. The sender didn't attach a letter, a note, or anything with the book. Just sent it back. Just sent it back to the library. Boy, I'd love to know the story behind that. That would be the interesting thing as to how was it found, who found it. Was it just, you know, some family member going through some stuff and decided to send it back? Wow. Here's our last story of We Can Count. If you know anything about pop culture, I mentioned this before, then you know who Lady Gaga is. I was just in New York City, and this story made big headlines there. She's a New Yorker. She's being sued by a music producer to the tune of $30 million. Robert Fusari says the singer dropped him after her career began to take off. He filed the suit in Manhattan against her, said that his protege and former girlfriend ditched him when her career was on a high note. They co-wrote songs, according to him, like Paparazzi and Beautiful Dirty Rich. And he helped her come up with her stage name, helped her get a record deal. Lady Gaga is making big noise. She's controversial. She won 2 Grammys in January. I think Best Dance Recording and Best Electronic Dance or something like that. And he wants his due. Matt, what do you think? Does he have a leg to stand on in court? He was there, you know. He was there supporting her, according to him. He helped come up with the names, the songs, all that kind of stuff.
Well, if they can actually prove that he helped write the songs and did all that he said, I mean, he's got a pretty decent leg to stand on, especially coming up with her name and writing, you know, one of her hit songs. And if he's not getting credited for it, then definitely.
See, this happens, sadly, in the music business, whether it's a group or it's an individual. A lot of times, somebody catches the fame bug. They get known. Their career takes off, And then the music company or whatever, they want them to shake whoever was with them. Band members or people around them. In his case, I'm sure, I mean, she shed him. And so she moves on, and he feels pretty jilted since he was part of developing it all. And it's not uncommon. Not uncommon at all. I'm trying to think of a good example, like Sheryl Crow. Many of you have heard some of Sheryl Crow's music, and she became well-known. Her career started to take off. But she had guys that were writing songs, people that were playing with her and helping her along the way that she shed. The record company wanted her, boom. And she actually was reunited with the songwriter, and I guess he wasn't so bitter after a long time. I think it had been like 15 years or 10 years, whatever it was, at least a decade. And instead of being bitter, hey, he was willing to take the work and work with her again. But I would have to imagine it's like other businesses where somebody helps and, you know, somebody who's part of the team doesn't get to reap the rewards, I guess I'm trying to say. And I guess it's a case of that in Lady Gaga's case. Oh, well. I mentioned this, too, and I wouldn't necessarily put this in so much of We Can Count, but We Can Count when it comes to how many times have we talked about peace in the Middle East, right? How many shots of Camp David in my lifetime, going back to current events class in third grade, were we talking about peace in the Middle East? In this case, what's become interesting is the Israeli Prime Minister, not willing to budge, Benjamin Netanyahu, is saying that, hey, we've got the right, Israel has the right to build in Jerusalem. This city is not a settlement. He's not budging. And the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, hasn't had a lot of luck on this one because they have much different position. And this is more than a spat. It's becoming pretty big. Israel recently announced new housing plans for East Jerusalem for part of the city the Palestinians want for future capital. And Clinton renewed her disappointment on Monday, telling a pro-Israel audience that the provocative Israeli land policies in areas claimed by the Palestinians aren't the best thing for Israel's long-term interests and undermine the U.S. Certainly it undermines the U.S. credibility as mediator. So here's the We Can Count part in all of this story. 8,000 pro-Israel activists were at a forum. The forum is American Israel Public Affairs Committee Policy Conference. And the, 8,000 pro-Israel activists is a pretty big number. Because at this event, you have hundreds of congresspeople and senators, and Netanyahu it doesn't care if he's in Washington or he's in his home country or where, he's sticking to what he said all along, that I don't care. Jerusalem is under construction as far as we're concerned. So this is what you would call a standoff at this point. It is definitely a little bit more than a spat. And the spread of homes, of Jewish homes, on the land claimed by the Palestinians certainly threatens this attempt at peace again, or what they now call shuttle diplomacy, where you take an independent Palestinian state and try to make these two sides work together. The United States gets to be the broker in all of this, but the credibility is damaged because it's not working out too well. Think about this. Jews have been building in Jerusalem for 3,000 years. Israel is going to keep doing it. Netanyahu will make sure he takes his last breath, they will keep doing that. Sports coming up next here on ATN.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today. Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
All right, coming up, don't forget, nail the score in our third hour in our next show. We're going to do it again, third hour next show, nail the score. The road to the Final Four, we got a lot of hoops left. Nobody won last time out, although my Bobcats shocked everybody. We'll talk about that in the next few minutes here, and also some other things that are making news in sports. First, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello. Kate?
Yes. What's happening in your world?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Good. I'm counting on West Virginia to win it all.
Really?
Yes.
What, they're going to be the Cinderella team or what, after beating Mizzou?
Yeah, let Washington Huskies beat them, then I'll pick Washington Huskies.
Okay. So Washington, if not, after they beat UNM, they move on. Wow, that's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, it'd be one of those two teams.
All right, that's an outside pick. I'm still sticking with my Kentucky Wildcats.
Oh, my.
Oh, come on.
You picked Georgetown, too, didn't you?
I did. I picked Ohio to go down in flames, and lo and behold, they beat them 97-83. Crazy. Who knew? One person did. We did nail the score, and a lot of people called in and emailed, and we did have a caller that actually picked Ohio. I was stunned. It was Izzy in Missouri picked Ohio to win 75-63.
Yeah. Well, things happen like that.
Yeah, things happen like that. Yeah, it's a miracle. It hasn't happened in 27 years.
But anyway, I got up this morning, the sun was still shining, and I didn't fall off the face of the earth while going to work, so I guess his health bill must be all right.
Yeah, because it hasn't been implemented yet. That's why, my friend, nothing has changed.
Well, everybody's saying if they pass it, the world's going to end, but so far it's kind of fell on me yet, so we'll just have to see what happens.
All right, we tick, tick, tick. We'll let you know when the world falls out. And somehow we'll be broadcasting from the top of something somewhere. I don't know. We'll figure out a way to do it. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, Rick, call in. Be part of that Nail the Score. That's in our third hour tomorrow, our next show. All right, so let's jump into sports shorts and talk a little bit about this tournament. Matt, jump on with me on this. Kansas out. How about that? Kansas gets knocked out. And a lot of people, that's a bracket buster for sure. A lot of people had Kansas in their brackets thinking that the Jayhawks would go much further. I talked about Ohio University because that was one of the two teams that we talked about in our Nail the Score deal. They did beat Georgetown, and then they were thumped by Tennessee. That's not a surprise. 83-68. There was a little bit of a run by Murray State beating Vandy by a point in the first round, and then they lost by 2 points to Butler. There's been some interesting things. There's been some predictability, I think, and you know, that'll start to even out as we move along. But, you know, Rick's shooting out that maybe it's Washington or West Virginia. Who says that he's not so far off the mark? Because some of the mighty have been slayed already, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely. And the name you need to get to know is Farouk Manish. I think that's how you pronounce it. We'll let the announcers describe it.
Farouk Manish with a couple threes, and Lucas a rear screen. Farouk Manish has now hit 5 consecutive three-point shots. Marcus Morris on him. Lorraine for 3.
They're going to have to get the ball in against pressure.
Great steal by Tyrell Reed. Inside Markieff Morris. Farouk Manish, a 3. Point 4. They do. On the first day of spring, number 1 has fallen.
Farouk Manish.
I think that's how you describe it. The UNI guys, what are they, the Panthers, I believe, of Northern Iowa. Maybe
yeah.
Jana's a big fan. I don't know.
I know, Jana. Shout out to you. We haven't talked to Jana. In fact, she didn't call us on our last Nail the Score. That's so surprising. We hope that everything's okay with Jana, one of our favorite people. And, you know, speaking of Farouk Manish, thanks to Farouk Manish, yeah, you and I said this already, beats KU. And the first time, in the first rounds, they beat UNLV, but these were tight games. That's been fun to watch, for sure. And there have been a couple of really, really tight games so far in these NCAAs, and that's what it's all about. We'll see when we get down to the nitty-gritty, and we're down to the Final Four, and ultimately, you've got only a handful of teams playing for all of the marbles and to be crowned champions, but it has been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch some of the teams that you just really didn't know. Let's face it, some of the names of the players. That's great that you pointed that out, Matt, because you don't follow that team.
And I think you and I actually has a really good chance to beat Michigan State too, because
they do.
Their big star Lucas is out for the tournament the rest of the way, and now UNI's got a really good shot. And who knows? It's Cinderella time. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. A lot of people also like they like Washington, they like Cornell, and even St. Mary's. Some people have said that they like St. Mary's too. If you've watched any of the tournament at all,
in St. Mary's they got another player,
uh-huh.
Omar. I forgot his last name, but he's quite a character and he's fun to watch. So check him out. St. Mary's and Baylor matching up. I think that's a Friday game, And same with Northern Iowa and Michigan State. That's on Friday, too.
Yeah, Northern Iowa and Michigan State will definitely, I'll definitely be watching that one, probably with a lot of people out there. Hey, in case you missed this in sports, interesting things. Tiger Woods decided that he would come out and have a conversation with ESPN and the Golf Channel. CBS turned him down because there were some parameters. The parameters were that you get 5 minutes with Tiger Woods. And I guess it's coming up on the Masters, and this was a way to get out there and get, you know, a little more emotional and feel like he was talking about his side of the story. And I happened to catch it, and, you know, Tiger was in complete control. A lot of people think that, you know, there was too many softballs, but, hey, he was being interviewed, especially Kelly Tillingham, no offense to her, but they're friendly. She's covered him on the tour a gazillion times. So, yeah, she does the interview and on the Golf Channel, and I don't think it's a surprise that it was, you know, him looking like he was upset to talk about what happened and to have those puffy eyes and little teary eyes and, you know, talk about his remorse and say that he loves his wife and he feels worse because he loves her so much. And, I mean, come on. So, he is just so well managed. And now Ari Fleischer is managing his career. And I am sure this first interview, because this is really the first interview. Remember, the rest, the thing he did was just a statement. So the interview that where he gets this 5 minutes, the whole thing, it's just smacks of it's the Golf Channel. He's coming back. Let's, you know, it's a brilliant move. It's a brilliant move on his part. But, you know, he keeps saying it's all me, but I think I just want to move on from the whole Tiger Woods thing. I'm tired of it. Are you tired of the Tiger Woods thing, Matt?
Way tired of it.
I know.
Although
I am
the
tired.
Recent, I know you're a big fan of South Park, the show.
Uh-huh.
Tiger Woods made an appearance on there, and they made quite a spectacle out of it, and it was actually pretty entertaining. So if you got some time, maybe check that out.
Yep, it's easy to go pull it up. Go to Hulu, and you can probably pull it up on Hulu. But it was pretty funny. I don't think we could even air that on this show. We have to bleep out a few things on this.
It's a little racy.
Yeah, we'd have to bleep out some things. Or you and I would be out there with Rick, pimping for jobs somehow, begging him to help us get us somewhere. We need a job, Rick. Help us. Honestly, some of our other listeners, maybe Stu. We go to work for Stu. I'm not sure. Send me your thoughts, as always. You know how to hit us up. AmericanTonight.net.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.